Well, this music might not be as nice as Zach Randall's, but it's pretty good stuff, man. That's Joe Giuliano from many, many years ago. Hey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, everybody. I want to give a shout-out to Zach Randall, who just played on the Homegrown Show, and his lady friend Betty Danger, who's a hell of a singer as well. And I told Zach, with a name like Betty Danger, hell, she's got to be in music, doesn't she? She's got to be in entertainment somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. As long as it's legal entertainment, young lady. But but hey, thanks
for shooting the video, Strew.
That was fun. I'll tell you what, I've never done that before. And I got probably at least 10 people just from my Facebook. Raz, one of my softball player friends, Marilyn Grimm, was watching. They're friends of mine, which is nice, you know.
That means
there's just old people got nothing else to do, I guess, right?
Well, hey, we got some extra views then just from going straight to Strew's account. Well, we got to do that more often.
It's funny how we're on live radio for thousands of people, but we can impress when five people watch a live video. Wow, there's five people watching this video.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, but that's my kind of music, young man. Keep it up. I'm telling you, when you come to the Twin Cities, I'll email you or text you back and forth, but I want to get your contact information.
He'll stalk you.
Because I will stalk you. I like to go support all the young people like yourselves, and I will definitely, my wife and I will come visit you guys and put on a show for us, but I'd love to follow you guys. A lot of talent there. Good for you, man. Hey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Steve Strusinski, Strewman here. Mark Lukey is to my left. Brandon is behind the glass. He's the guy who controls the whole show. And we are missing.
Yeah, we're missing Sam. Sam called me last night. He's not feeling well. I'm sure that he's listening. And I hope you feel better, Sam. You know, in these difficult times, you can never be too safe. I'm sure he'll be fine. But, you know, if you're sick, stay home.
You know,
It happens to be Valentine's Day, so better not find out you took your wife out to dinner.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know, I can't remember ever being sick, unless I was a little kid with a flu or something.
Right.
I did have COVID. My wife Diane and I had COVID in late September. We kicked that, of course. But I've never missed a day of school in my entire life for being sick. I never missed a day of work, unless I was hungover or something. But I'm pretty lucky. And COVID took us down for about a week or so, but that was, yeah, life goes on. But other than that, I've never had a tooth pulled. I mean, I've never had wisdom
You're
tooth.
You're Superman.
I'm not on any medications. I'm just a lucky left-handed Pollock from the east side of St. Paul.
Well, you take care of yourself. That helps.
I drink a lot.
Well, that's good for you, too, sometimes. Is
it really?
Lowers your blood pressure.
my wife Diana's blood pressure is -4. So I can guarantee she's having a cocktail right now listening to our show. And I love it tons.
Sure you are, too.
Yeah. And watch, the locks will be changed by the time I get home.
No problem.
Yeah, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, everybody. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. We talk about the outdoors. And like I said many times, if you're regular listeners, boy, we thank you tons. If you're just kind of flipping the channel and you catch us, hey, give us a shot if you'd like to laugh and learn on the Four Outdoorsmen. We've got a couple of good guests tonight. Talk about the guests first, Mark.
Yeah, we have Jack Baker with the NAIFC. It's pretty cool. It's a national, basically the national championship for ice fishing for
high schoolers. Kids. It's crazy.
So that's the kind of thing you don't hear a lot about. We hear a lot about trap shooting leagues and other outdoor stuff. And you know, summer fishing leagues have taken off.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But here is a cool organization promoting high school outdoors team. So we're going to have Jack to talk about it, tell us all about NAIFC, talk about the upcoming events, and so on and so forth.
Got Mark Schutz is going to be on, our first guest. He's a guide from Mille Lacs. He's the real deal. I like him a lot.
He is, yeah. And he he took me out smallmouth fishing on Mille Lacs, I think 2 or 3 years ago, and showed me how to use a Ned rig. I know we've talked about that a million times.
That sounds like a prejudicial bait or something, doesn't it?
A Ned rig?
Yeah, like you're discriminating or something. Or
nope. All it does is catch fish.
Stereotyping? No, not at all. No, I don't know.
Nope. It worked really well, and it was a lot of fun. And so, because I don't like being in the studio alone, you were supposed to be out on an ice shack calling in from the show, but you were nice enough to come in with me so I didn't have to stumble on my own words.
Yeah, well, hopefully I get my money back from Mr. Schutz that I gave him for my down payment, you know, because I'm just kidding. No, he was taking me out. But we'll do it again some other time. And he understands that Sam's not feeling well, and we're pulling for him. And hopefully it's not COVID. And hopefully he just kicks it in a couple of days so we can see him next week.
By chance, I happened to rent one of his shacks on Saturday night with my family.
And
so
I haven't heard.
We had a great time. It was cold. We caught some fish, marked a billion fish. every once in a while one would bite, but I mean they weren't aggressive, I would say that.
We caught
fish, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it's you got to almost have a shack when you, we had four little kids with us from 9 to 5, so they needed some room to run around, and you know you can't keep their attention for much more than an hour. So it was a perfect situation, great way to get out on a cold. It didn't matter how cold it was outside, because it was nice and warm inside.
Did any of those kids pee in the fish hole?
No, that was a strict no-no.
Is that right?
Yeah. If it was mine, I probably... Well, no. I was going to say I clean. Let's be honest. My wife cleans around the toilets every day with three little boys, and the chances of missing the hole are high.
Well, it's not the arrow, it's the archer, right?
Yeah.
So you caught some fish. I'll tell you what, we were talking about the report. As a matter of fact, when Mark and I talked later on, just before the show, about an hour ago or so, I said, you know, the reports haven't been good all over the place. And people were talking about, I saw something on TV talking about the same thing. Steve Carney, who's a friend of ours, said, you know, they're marking billions of fish and they're not catching them. Even on Stone Lake, it's really, really slow. And he's a Stone Lake fan.
Big Stone, you mean?
Big Stone. Yep. And he's a real big fan. That's on the border of the Dakotas and Minnesota, I think, right?
Yeah, I've been down there. Great perch bite down there. I think that this is common when it gets really, really cold.
Yeah.
You know, it just slows everything down. It slows down their metabolism. It slows down their activity. But, well, we got to do it, and it was fun.
So. I guess so. Hey, let's talk about hockey. I got to tell you this. I got to brag about my group. First, I want to say a shout-out to a friend of mine, Dan Degnan. Dan is, I'm not even sure what hospital he's in. I play softball with him. Very good softball player. More important than that, he's a great, great guy. And he's going through some issues that kind of snuck up on him and is pretty serious stuff. So, Dan, we're pulling for you, friend, because as much as I want to be a full-time player on your softball team, I don't want to be there because you can't play anymore, pal. So get your ass back on the softball field in a couple of months, and we're pulling for you. Hockey, I got to brag about my another shout-out, my granddaughter, Allie. She's a wonderful young lady, 16, our oldest granddaughter. We have 10 grandkids, and we're blessed. But Allie made varsity hockey at Chisago Lakes, and they don't have enough kids to have a JV program this year, so they put them all together and said, some are going to play varsity, some are going to be on the practice squad if you want to practice, and if things work out and you do okay, we'll bring you up. And they brought Allie up to the varsity. She's playing third and fourth line, which is better than not playing at all. Mm-hmm. And I have tons of respect for her just to hang in there, because there's a lot of players who are just studs on that team, and right. Everybody has a role.
Well, she's going to get better.
Yeah, and the cool thing is right now, Chisago Lakes is rated number one in the state in 1A.
Cool.
So my granddaughter, I'm a hell of an athlete, but I never got that far. So I'm proud of you, Allie. Proud of you, Allie, and for hanging in there. But work your butt off. Keep working, and make sure they all know that you deserve to be there. It's fun.
Is she a junior this year?
She's a junior.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, hey, next year, too, this will put her ahead for next year to make the team.
But I tell her this all the time. She's a better softball player than she is a hockey player. And I think she agrees with that, but she likes hockey more than softball. Boy, she likes to get in the corners and kick some ass. You know, she's a nice young lady, and she's a real strong person, and I'm proud of you. And your kid's playing hockey tonight, right?
Yeah, my son has a game against hated Blaine Bulldogs and Might Bees, so he's playing right now. Good luck, Nick. And, yeah, my wife's taking the whole fam to the hockey rink.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Well, you can read this out loud, okay? This just came in the mail a couple of days ago. I don't brag very often about myself or our accomplishments or what we do, but read that first line that I circled and read the bottom part.
Dear Steve and Diana.
Yes.
Thank you for your gift of treasure.
Yes.
To St. Jude on the Lake.
Yes.
Below is your stewardship of treasure report as of December 31st.
What did Steve and Diana donate in December of 2020?
Do you really want me to say that?
Sure you can.
$5,000.
You proud of me, pal?
I'm proud of you.
You proud of me?
Yeah.
What's funny about this is we get the mail. We get the mail every week, and Diana goes through the mail, and I'm in the family room. She's in the office, and she's going through the mail. And she goes, hey, Stru! Yeah. Did you write a check for $5,000 to St. Jude's Church? Not a chance. Not a chance. Well, you better find something up, because we're trying... It says I gave $5,000. As oh, so I dug down deep. I called the church, and they did some research. It belonged to, I think it was Gunderson's Trucking Company, and it's December 28th, and their accountant says, you got to give some money away, whatever it was. Yeah. He writes a check. It goes on my report. I get a nice letter from a handwritten note. Hey, thanks for the extra and generous support through Father Father Chad. You're welcome, Father.
I knew something was off.
Yeah, I'm not giving $5,000 to nobody. Now, yeah, okay, but the question I have for you is, am I going to go to hell if I write this off on my taxes?
Yes.
Hey, we have a guest on right now. Mark Schutz, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Hey, Stu, how are you guys doing? Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, buddy.
Every day's a gift. No, so you chose because Super Stu is not going to join you tonight, and I know I'm a big shot, but since I was not going to join you, why even go out on the ice? So you're not even fishing right now, right?
No, I had the night planned with you, Stu, like the Valentine's thing.
What are you doing making plans on Valentine's Day, Stu?
Stu, you canceled on me. What happened?
That's right, yeah. Be funny if I walk in, he's got flowers and wine and cheese. And
I bought a few things at the dollar store.
Yeah. didn't hit what kind of dollar store it is either, I'll tell you. Hey, that's fun. So, hey, Mark Schutz is a friend of ours. We've known him for probably since we started the show 6 or 7 years ago, and we met him a couple of times up in Mille Lacs. Last summer, you took myself and my son Mike, and who else was with us? I
don't know.
We spent a couple hours on the water with him and catching. Yeah. No. Here's what happened. Mark and I went golfing. Remember, Mark?
Yeah.
And you took the rest of the guys and showed them how to catch a few of those big smallmouth. But that's a cool deal. So you fish and guide a Mille Lacs. Where else do you guide? If someone says, listen, I want to go over here, are you restricted as to which lakes you want to guide?
No, I'm not. I mostly guide on Minnetonka, ice fishing, and then I also guide on Mille Lacs during the summer. Okay. So those two lakes, and then I come back to Minnetonka in the summer too. But Minnetonka and Mille Lacs are probably my two main places I go. But I've guided a lot this year and other years on the Mississippi River. And Gull Lake quite a bit. So all four of those a lot.
Hey, Mark, and thanks. So we were talking before, we rented one of your shacks last night, had a great time.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful shack, nice and warm. Thank you for setting us up. It's just a great situation to take kids. It was obviously really, really cold, so sometimes it's hard to relax when it's that cold because you're worried that everything's not going to work. But it was a perfect situation, and thank you so much. And It's interesting. Minnetonka is interesting because it is close, and you kind of sometimes you write it off, like you don't think of it as a place to go fishing. But it's a great fishery. I've caught many fish there. But it's like when people think of going up north, or you know, I live on the East Metro. It took me 30-40 minutes to get there, and it's a great fishery.
Yes, true. And it's like you said, our houses are super warm inside, mm-hmm. and you can just show up and everything's provided for you and you can just fish right there. And you don't have to drive way up north to go fishing, and you can get a great taste of it right here on Lake Minnetonka. So,
hey, Mark, I'm sure you know the Crappie Chronicles? Adam Griffith. Adam Griffith. You know who Adam Griffith is, I'm guessing,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. Yep. Nice guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy. And I forget who's Brad, I think is his partner. I forget who his partners are. But we know Adam real well, and he's been real nice to our show as well. And now they're doing Crappie Chronicles, and they're going. And I've watched them. I've got their stuff. And they're going within 60 miles, and they are promising, guaranteeing you can catch bigger fish within 60 miles of the Twin Cities than northern Minnesota. And they're pretty much proving it. And they know what they're doing, though. So you don't you don't have to go to Canada all the time to catch some decent fish.
No, you don't. There's a lot of good fish right here. There's a lot of big fish right here in Minnetonka. I mean, we've run a lot of different crappie tournaments on Lake Minnetonka, and there's lots of crappies that are over a pound. You don't always catch them, but you always have a chance. So,
you know, with today's technology, Mark found this out last night as well. We had a chance to go to Devil's Lake, our premier sponsor, a couple of weeks back, and they had what was the kind of equipment they had, Mark?
It was a Garmin LiveScope.
Okay, the LiveScope, and what's cool about it, whether you're catching fish or not, if you have that kind of equipment. And you see stuff. You're excited. You anticipate something biting all the time. That keeps you going. Mm-hmm. I can't picture when I was growing up and fishing with a cane pole. You go out in the middle of the lake and and you have no idea what's down there. You have no idea how deep it is until your old man throws the anchor down and had knots on the rope or something. And I just couldn't
picture that. Honestly, I grew up ice fishing like that. I can't believe we caught anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
You didn't know that there were suspended fish. Yeah. You know, it's I would put a weight on, find the bottom, reel it up, and stare at a bobber. I
mean, right on.
I can't believe we caught anything. It's incredible. Maybe there was more fish because we didn't all have electronics. I don't know.
We're going to have Mark until 6:30 or so. We're going to have to take a break in about 5 minutes or so. So we have a lot of time, Mark. But tell us about your background. You didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a professional fishing guide. What is your background? How did you get involved in this?
Well, I used to fish a lot of tournaments, a lot of local tournaments and stuff like that. And, you know, tournament fishing is a lot of ups and downs. Sometimes you're doing good. Sometimes you're not doing so good. But I used to sometimes win, and then when you'd win or do really well in a tournament, people would say, hey, you want a guide? You want, you know, take us out on this lake or help us out? And I would say, sure. And then I would take them out fishing, and we'd have a great time, and I really enjoyed teaching people how to fish. Like, that's kind of my passion, is just teaching people how to fish and having a really good time with them. So I was like, this ain't so bad, you know, taking people out. They get to learn a lot. They're helping me, and I'm helping them back. So I kind of started going that way. And then I started running fishing tournaments, too. We've run a lot of fishing tournaments. We've run, like, the St. Jude's Fishing Tournament. We've run the Ron Sharp Crappie Contest. We've helped run Team Challenge and a lot of different events. So one thing just kind of grew to another thing, Stru, and helping people has kind of been what makes me go. I'm very passionate about helping people or making people happy, you know. I always think, like, if you can make somebody smile on a fishing trip, you're doing a good job.
Yep. It's not the, like I say it too often, but it's not the destination, it's the journey. You know, you're never going to catch fish all the time, but if you can have a good time and make people feel good and share something that they can teach somebody else, well, you've done your job.
Right. I would agree with you.
Hey, speaking about teaching people how to fish, I think it was in January. Maybe this is a regular event you do. I'm not even sure. But tell us all about Take a Kid Fishing.
Well, just recently we took a bunch of kids out fishing on Lake Minnetonka. And we've done lots of different things like birthday parties, or we've just taken a lot of families out of Minnetonka and taken them fishing. But the Take a Kid Fishing thing is just an organization that takes a lot of different kids. They try to promote taking kids out fishing. We just did a birthday party just recently with a whole bunch of kids, and, you know, we just teach them how to fish. And the more kids we can get out there fishing, I think, the better. I mean, as you guys all know, there's a lot of kids, and all they do is play video games these days. And, you know, a lot of times, just like we found out last night, Mark, you know, watching that hummingbird, you know, the electronics spin around and everything, you can see the fish right there. You're playing a video game, so it's a different way to look at things, but it keeps kids out of trouble and teaches them very good sport, fishing.
No, that's totally right, you know, and I do appreciate it, how patient and you came in and helped give our kids some tricks and tips, and you didn't have to do that, so I really appreciate that.
No, it was great. I really love that. So,
hey, Mark, we're going to take a little break here and stick around. We're going to have you until about 6:30. Be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors and all of that with Mark Schutz.
All right.
Checking in with the four outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
USLBM, one of the largest building products distributors in the U.S., is hiring carpenters, assemblers, sales representatives, and drivers right here in the greater Minneapolis area. USLBM offers a competitive starting wage and a generous benefits package. Apply at USLBM.com today.
The four outdoorsmen love Devil's Lake. Right now, it's all about ice fishing, and here, there's no walleye slot limit, and keep five a day with 10 in possession. And pound-for-pound jumbo perch are about as much fun as any fish you'll ever catch. With 165,000 acres of water, Devil's Lake assures you social distancing, and that's not going to be a problem. Hey, Kurt Walbeck of Outdoor Bound TV says Devil's Lake is easily one of my favorite fishing hunting destinations. Wow. Check out devilslakend.com, and thank you.
Now's the time to find your new favorite cabin by the lake. The community of Minnesota Resorts invites you to find your perfect vacation or getaway at looneyinminnesota.com. Stay safe, stay local, and socially distance right here in Minnesota in one of our 183 owner-operated resorts. Find the right self-contained cabin or campsite in this land of 10,000 lakes. You gotta be loony not to. Go to looneyinminnesota.com. That's looneyinminnesota.com. Funding provided by Explore Minnesota.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Hinneker's Quick Hitch and Trip Edge systems makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for commercial or residential use. Have a Bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Go to crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
What does that skidoo feeling sound like?
Woohoo!
Whoa, dude, I love that thing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, let's go again.
Yeah, it sounds a little something like that. And now you can get that skidoo feeling during our Winter Celebration sales event on now. Visit Power Lodge in Ramsey and get up to $1,000 off select 2020 Summit 850 E-Tech models. Offer ends January 6th, 2021. Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on creditworthiness. See dealer for details.
Get a $35 certificate to Aurelio's Pizza in Ramsey for only $19. Limited quantities are available, so head on over to DealsOnRadio.com.
Deals on Radio.
Hi there, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service here. Want to save some money filing your taxes? File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt now and pay $50 less than you paid someone else last year. That's right, pay $50 less than last year. Have your taxes done by a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro and get the biggest refund possible, guaranteed. It's win-win-win. Get more, pay less, but act now. The offer won't last. Get your coupon code and offer details at JacksonHewitt.com. That's Jackson Hewitt.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back with Mark Schutz, the premier guide from Mille Lacs, Minnetonka, Gull Lake, Mississippi River. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the time and joining us tonight.
Oh, well, I appreciate you guys a lot having me on. Thank you so much.
No, we're going to put some money in your pocket and you'll be friends with us as well. That's what goes. it's called a symbiotic relationship.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You go look up that word. I'll help you out. Hey, listen. Hey, last year, I got to thank you, of course, and I've thanked you before as well, but I was going through some old stuff, some of our communication from the last year or so, and I forgot that you were nice to donate a guided fishing trip for our Wildwood Lions Sportsman's Dinner last March. And, of course, it's not going to happen this March. It might happen in June. Who knows? But I know someone bid nice, handsome. All the money went to charity. So thanks very much for doing that. You guys, a lot of people in the sports industry give back quite a bit.
Yeah, much appreciated. You know, every single year I think, you know, a lot of pro fishermen, they give back and do donations and stuff like that. Any big picture things like that, I love to do. I really do. You can't do them all, but if it's worth the cause, it's worth the cause. And, you know, I appreciate you asking me, Stru.
Yeah, the Lions Club is a big, big deal. I've been with them almost about 30 years now, and all that money goes to a good cause, of course. But, hey, do you remember who the people were who took the highest bid, and did you actually meet these folks and take them fishing?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. You know, I can't remember their exact names, but I do have a picture of a nice little guy with a really nice 5.5-pound smallmouth bass.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I do remember that part.
That's wonderful. Well, then we're going to get $500 or $600 or something like that, or $700 for the bid this year. Because you can't put a dollar value on those memories. And I hope you had nice weather.
Yeah, it was a very nice day. We caught a lot of fish. And I just remember this one picture with this boy. And he had a really big fish. And you know what's like? Honestly, in the picture, it looks half as big as he is. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Hey, I tell you, we're talking with Mark Schutz. Of course, he's lives in Mille Lacs up in there someplace. No, you live in Maple Grove, right?
Right now I live in Maple Grove.
Yeah, okay.
And then in the summer, a lot of times I live up on Mille Lacs. So I have a cabin up there, too. So
you're talking about the big bass, and Mark and I were talking before the show a little bit. He said, what are we going to talk about? We just tell stories. That's what's fun about the Four Outdoorsman. But you got to share the story about the six-pound bass that almost that almost got away. Tell that story. Tell the story.
All right. So it was about a couple years ago. I'm guiding these very nice gentlemen on Mille Lacs Lake. And, you know, I take them out of the first spot. We're telling fishing stories and everything. Everything's going great. Get to the first spot. And I say, you know, cast right over there, cast over there. But on the fourth cast, this guy hooks a giant. And it's fighting so hard, fighting so hard. I'm like, well, I wonder what this is. I wonder what this is. And all of a sudden, we saw a little flash of it, a little flash. But again, giant, 6.5, almost 7-pound giant bass.
Smallmouth. That's a big bass.
Yeah, giant bass anywhere. So me being the guy I am, I go down to net the fish. I'm going down to net the fish, and right when I net the, right about to net the fish hits the net right on the side. Like a lot of you guys have done that before. The net hits the fish. Fish jumps. Lure flies out of the fish's mouth. I jump into the water, grab the fish as fast as I can, grab the fish, fully submerged underwater with my hand on the fish. And honestly, it was really deep. So I was like, oh my gosh. I pop back up. I go, woo! It starts, you know, woo! And then I have this giant fish in my hand. And the guys on the boat are like, they both have their mouths open. They're like, oh, my God, you know. And so I bring the fish back over. I hand it to the client. Hand it to the client. All of a sudden, Stroop, I reach down into my pocket. My cell phone's in my pocket.
Ah, oh, no. Jesus, Lord. Oh, no. So I got to get this straight, because I asked you this before, and I wasn't clear about it. When you jumped into the water, the lure, the fish had already spit out the lure.
Yeah.
Did you grab this fish with your hands, or did you have the net in your hands?
Honest truth, and this might be a fish story, a lot of people, I actually got I caught the fish in the air by the lip.
Oh, God. That is... That would be a $100,000 video. What a great story.
I thought he went under and grabbed it underwater. That would have been impressive. Or you come back with a different fish. Hey, that was a northern.
See, that's
good story.
This guy works as hard as anybody, apparently, as a guide on Mille Lacs for smallmouth.
That's dedication, man.
That's a great story. I'm hoping you might have gotten some repeat business from this guy.
I did. Yep. Yeah. It's been coming ever since.
Good for you.
Did he buy you a new phone?
I wish he would have, because those iPhones are expensive, and I tend to lose a few.
Yeah. Now you're primarily, I know you guide smallmouth quite a bit on Mille Lacs, but give us your opinion about the potential walleye limit to 4. Just give us your opinion.
The walleye?
Yeah.
You said walleye?
Walleye.
You know, I always say to people, Mille Lacs is an incredible fishery. It's like, it's world class for, you know, smallmouth. It's world class for walleyes. You know, there's a lot of great fish out there. Muskies are huge. There's big everything in the lake. And the lake is so phenomenal in what you can learn out there. I mean, I think, you know, just personally, I think you can go out on Mille Lacs and have a great time. A lot of Mille Lacs is weather-based driven. Like, if you get out there on a flat, calm day, you're going to have the time of your life. So. Yeah. Most of the time, because you can run around the whole lake. But
I'm with you.
The walleye thing and everything like that, those kind of questions, I mean, they're hard to answer.
I'll tell you what, there's only one lake that I like better than Mille Lacs, and that's Devil's Lake. And, of course, not because they're their sponsor only, but that's a hell of a fishery out there as well. Hey, I'll tell you what, Mark, we're going to let you go. Mark Schutz, if someone wants to have you guide for them either the rest of this winter or someplace in Mille Lacs this next summer, how do they get a hold of you?
It's pretty easy. You can just go to Facebook. Look me up, Mark Schutz, S-C-H-U-T-Z, on Facebook. And Mark Schutz Fishing Guide Service is on Facebook, too. And I'm on Facebook all the time. And I'll look forward to you. Or if you go to Mille Lacs group page, I'm the person who started the Mille Lacs group page on Mille Lacs. So there's like a whole bunch of followers on there, maybe 17,000 people that are on there. So you can contact me that way also.
All right.
A lot of different ways, but right. Minnetonka for crappies, if you guys are interested, anybody's interested, right after work or anything like that, you know, that's a great time too.
You bet. S-C-H-U-T-Z. If you can't find them on Facebook, just Google some idiot jumping out of a boat and catching a bass. And so look for that photograph. You'll find Mark Schutz. Hey, Mark, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. We'll stay in touch, and thanks for being our friend.
Thank you so much, you guys. You guys are the best.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. I tell you, that's a good man right there.
Yeah, he's a great man. Guy. He's very patient with our kids.
We're going to get to Jack Baker in a couple of minutes, but we got a couple of things to talk about, right?
Yeah, well, we ran a little bit late with – why don't we get right to Jack?
All right.
And give him all the time he needs.
Bring him in.
Jack, are you there?
I'm on the end, yep.
Well, thank you for joining the Four Outdoorsmen. Jack, you're doing some great things. Why don't you tell us all about the NAIFC, what's going on? Give us the rundown. A lot of people don't know everything you guys are doing.
Well, tell us what the hell the NAIFC is first.
Well, it's an offshoot of the old Trap Attacks, but we've been going for, this our 14th season.
Oh boy.
And NAIFC is North American Ice Fishing Circuit, and we do cover the ice belt. We do run what we call qualifiers, generally one a state, and that gets anglers that are competitive to qualify for a national championship. We run the national championship in December. We do our qualifying in January, February, and March. But what I was really, about 3 years ago, we started what we call the SIF, student ice fishing.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing the same thing for students. Wherever we hold one of our NAIFC qualifiers on Sunday, we hold a student ice fishing event on Saturday. And we get the kids qualified to go to their national championship where they compete for scholarships.
So this year is going to be, how do you spell the Houghton Lake, Michigan? Is that where this is going to be? Where is it going to be this year?
The national championship is going to be on Mille Lacs on Isle Bay.
Cool.
Two weeks from now.
Oh, fun.
And we do still have openings. I wear many hats. I am the tournament director for the MWC, Masters Walleye Circuit. I am the tournament director for the NABC, North American Bass Challenge, which puts me with the SAF FLW High School. And about 3 years ago, we were running a high school state championship on Mille Lacs. I think we had 93 high school boats, and these high school coaches were walking up to me going, "You're the ice guy." And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not sure that's good the way you're saying it, but yeah. And they said, "Well, why aren't you doing the same thing for ice that you're doing for bass for the kids?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Let's go."
There you go.
So we've been starting it, and then, like anything else, trying to get the word out. And you know, most people, when you say high school bass, they think they have to, or high school ice fishing, they have to have a team.
Yeah.
Any two kids, 12 years and up, coach gets to go on the ice with them. This is about teaching kids how to ice fish. It's about getting them out there and letting them get a college scholarship, work toward that goal. So, you know, it's a little everything. The NAIFC itself has a history. I mean, whenever we go into a town, we do what we call a meet and greet on Friday night, and we talk ice fishing. And a lot of the guys that fish us have fished for the United States ice fishing team. So they've been over to Russia and Kazakhstan, Latvia and Poland and, you know, across the sea. And they've brought a lot of their tricks but techniques on catching finicky fish. And we teach those. We have jigging tubes where we show the kids how to jig. But on Friday night, we do the Friday night meet and greet. Then Saturday morning, we do the, we call it high school, but it's 12 years and up. It's student ice fishing.
Right.
And then in the afternoon, we do a kids clinic for the littler and the newbies that are just getting into it and bring the families. And then on Sunday, we let the big boys roll. So, you know, we're doing as much education as we are competition, though the competition is good. We just got off of this weekend. We fished Balsam Lake over in Wisconsin. And we had a high school team, actually two teams out of Gladstone, Michigan, took first and second.
Boy, and that's a beautiful lake. Well, I sold real estate for many, many years, just retired, and very familiar with Balsam Lake. That's a beautiful piece of water.
It is.
Yeah.
It's got great fish, and, you know, it was a little chilly, but guys were in their shacks, so we got her in. Kids did wonderful yesterday, and the two teams out of Michigan will be showing up at Blacks in 2 weeks.
What a thrill. We're talking with Jack Baker. He's with the North American Ice Fishing Circuit and is involved with the high school kids from 12 and up. Going to be fishing with the big tournament in Mille Lacs here in a couple of weeks. How many kids can you handle? You said there's some openings. How many people will you accept?
We would take up to 100 two-person team.
Okay.
I mean, at this short notice, if we see 40, 50 teams, hopefully we're not going to have this kind of particular weather next weekend. You know, we're supposed to get a warm-up coming, or in 2 weeks, we should be all right.
You know, but
we should have kids out of at least six states.
My guess is, Jack, this is going to go gangbusters like trap shooting did and all this other stuff in the summer. High school bass fishing leagues and whatnot. Are you concerned that you're building a monster that you're not going to be able to handle because your plate is full?
Well, I love ice fishing and love teaching. And I might clear my plate to keep this going.
Yeah.
I think there's enough out there people-wise, coaches-wise, that we just need to get the word out so that they realize that there is some place to compete, some place to learn. And like you say, I hope it takes off like trap shooting. That's the goal.
Okay, how do you rate a winner in this 12 and over high school level fishing tournament? What are they fishing for? Just panfish? Is there numbers? Is it weight? How do they rate who's going to be first, second, and third?
In our qualifiers, we go 10 fish, any combination, perch, crappie, bluegill.
All right.
And that way, whatever lake we're on, we're pretty safe that we're going to have something.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Makes sense, yeah.
And when we get to the championship, we move that up to 16 fish.
Jack, what is your background? I mean, how did you get involved in this? Where are you from? How did you get involved in fishing when you were a kid?
Well, originally out of Minot, North Dakota. And met a girl while at Grand Forks University. She moved to Nevada, so did I, and of all things, got me into the PGA. So spent 10 years golfing.
Wow.
And then I opened a golf course in Colorado Springs, then moved to Northfield, Minnesota, opened a course, and a buddy of mine up in Bemidji called me and said, let's go to Red Lake after crappies. And, of course, that was in the crappie boom. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how aren't you hooked?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that's Katie, bar the door, let's go. So that started it. And then I ran into a fellow by the name of Pat Smith up at Thorn Brothers. And he said the best way to learn and get by the most knowledgeable people is get competitive ice fishing. So I grabbed my 6-year-old daughter. I said, you're my partner. And out the door we went.
What a thrill.
She got us into the national championship when she was 9. And, of course, everybody's going to say, yeah, Dad, you did it. You know, 9-year-olds on your coattails. Well,
yeah,
yeah. We were out of Woodland, out of Devil's Lake, Creel Bay.
Right.
After walleye. And I drilled 11 holes, turned around, and all the walleyes we needed to make the national championship, she had flopping on the ice.
God, that is so cool. Devil's Lake is our premier sponsor. We're up there all the time, and that is a story.
Oh, we had a blast up there. Yeah. They're great. They treat you well. I mean, it's a fantastic fishery.
Yep.
You know, we've been there a number of times, and, it's... I don't know. I can't explain it. I've spent, we've crisscrossed from Lake Hebgen out in West Yellowstone, Montana, chasing rainbow trout through, Bomasine, Vermont, chasing crappies.
Yep.
And we've got so much windshield time together. The bond between her and I is, it's as fantastic as any dad could wish for.
I tell you what, Jack, you're a blessed man, and that relationship, of course, it's memories. You know, like you can't put a dollar value on memories. And I got to share this because we only have a couple of seconds, but I want you to share with people how someone can get a hold of you if they want to get involved in this high school stuff. How can they contact you?
NAIFC.
Yep.
.com.
All right. Jack Baker, NAIF as in Frank, C, That's the National American, North American Ice Fishing Circuit. That's Jack Baker. Get your kids involved. And I'll tell you what, Jack, as soon as the show's over at 7 o'clock, Mark and I are in the car heading back to the St. Paul area. I'm going to give you a call because I'm a golfing addict, and I had a chance to golf in a number of pro-ams when I was selling real estate. I bet you've got some stories to share, and I got some stories to share. Let's BS on the phone when I get on the way home. I'd love to talk with you.
And you know what? I accidentally just hung up on him.
All right.
All right. Hey, Brandon, I'll tell you, Brandon, I'll tell you what. I love golf, and on the way home, I'm going to give you a call.
I think and, he heard all that. It was right at the end of that where okay, I was like, man. And bye, Jack.
Boy, you'd screw up a free lunch, man.
I would.
Take care. Hey, we'll play some music then, okay?
Boom.
be back with Shelley Holland and Scott Seibert, SKS Guide Service. They got some stories about fishing in Idaho.
Why? Big perch, man. Big
Idaho?
Perch.
True Man here for one of our favorite fishing destinations, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. With plenty of guiding services, you'll have every opportunity to catch your limit of walleyes or jumbo perch, or both. Find out why Devil's Lake has earned the reputation of being the perch capital of the world and also being ranked one of the top five fishing destinations in the United States. It's great fishing, hotels, restaurants, and great people. Hey, go have some fun. Book your trip by visiting devilslakend.com. Thanks.
No boat show in 2021? No worries. Open Water will be here before you know it, and you can still claim your 2021 build slot. Trade in now and reserve your custom 2021 model for a spring delivery. Alumacraft, Ranger, and Lund fishing boats. Godfrey, Lowe, and Ranger pontoons. Don't miss the mark. Get your build reserved today now while you still can. Call 763-576-1706 to order yours today. Visit PowerLodge.com and check out the huge selection, or visit Power Lodge in Ramsey, Brainerd, or Mille Lacs.
If your furnace or AC rolls over, it's time to call the top dog, Dazeal Heating and Air Conditioning. With fast emergency service, when you call, we come running. Our experts are well-trained and lead the pack in residential furnace and AC repair and replacement. We always listen and work to assure your family's safety. Plus, easy available financing means there's no runaround. Dazeal Heating and Air, the homeowner's best friend. Serving Wright County and the West Metro. Online at DazeelHVAC.com.
Tired of losing your valuables down the ice fishing hole? Our friend Bill Katz with BK Outdoors LLC has the most simple, affordable solution on the market. Katz covers are a strong polycarbonate hole cover you can stand on and fish through. Your phone, electronics, keys, kids, and pets can now be safe with this simple solution. Go to katzcovers.com. That's KATZKOVERZ.com. Made in Minnesota, a veteran-owned company. You can order yours directly or visit one of Bill's great retail partners to get yours now.
We are back to the Four Outdoorsmen. Brandon behind the glass. He made a mistake. One of the first mistakes you've ever made since I've been on this radio show.
We won't let you forget about it.
I know.
Ever.
I can tell.
Yeah, you could hit 500 home runs. Oh, who was it?
Yeah.
You could,
and Bill, 1,000 bridges.
No, Bill, hit 500 home runs and hit average 340 for your career and let one ground ball go between your legs at first base, and that's all they remember.
Bill Buckner.
Yeah. Makes me think of a Norm MacDonald joke that I can't tell on the air.
Yep. I know that one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know it.
Well, I'll talk to you after.
All right.
You going to call him after you call
No, I'm not going to call
Baker.
Him. No. Oh. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm guessing Shelley and Scott are on the air. Am I correct?
Kind of. Half correct. Scott's on the air. We're waiting on Shelley, but you got Scott with you.
Scott, how are you doing, friend?
Yo, I'm doing good.
Every day's a gift. Scott Seibert is SKS Guide Service. He's out of the I live in Princeton or someplace. Not Princeton. Andover, Ham Lake. I'm getting close. Where am I?
Yeah, Oak Grove area.
That's
just
cool.
Keep naming cities.
Yeah,
you'll hit it.
East Bethel. I've been up there before, and I know it's over there. There's a golf course over there I've played. I know that for sure. But, Scott, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. How you guys been?
Oh, we've been doing good.
Boy, you're traveling. You're traveling.
Busy winter.
Yeah, you're traveling. You and Shelley are all over the place, and it's amazing how many miles you guys put on, and it's a lot of fun to follow. I don't think I'd have the stamina you guys have, but it's a lot of fun to watch you guys do your stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely we travel. unfortunately, this year we can't get get up into Canada, so we're trying to make it all happen.
Yeah, but you a couple of months ago, not even that probably, I saw that you guys were up there. Was it Leech Lake or Red or something? You were up there someplace kicking butt. And I remember Shelley, I think it was saying that there were a lot of people up there.
yeah,
right? A lot of
it
people.
It was, Red Lake.
Was it Red Lake?
It was crazy that early ice. It's just amazing how many people are out on that Red Lake and that first ice. It's just crazy.
But how did you guys end up? Did you do well up in Red Lake, or was it just too many fishermen?
We actually did. We caught fish. I ended up catching a 26-incher.
Yeah.
If somebody was talking about, hey, well, there's a 27 caught and a 30, and go, oh, there's no big fish in Red Lake like that. And then what do? I catch a 26-inch walleye.
Yeah.
So, there are big walleyes in Red Lake.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Well, Scott, we got you on because, of course we follow you on social media, and all of a sudden out of the blue, I saw pictures of you guys holding giant perch, and it said something about being in Idaho. So we wanted to hear all about this story. That's not normally a place you think of for jumbo perch, so it must have been successful, and it must have been an adventure. So tell us how you got yourself involved in giant jumbos in Idaho.
The only reason I've gone to Idaho is for potatoes,
yeah,
but this is a different story.
Yeah, tell us. Well, you guys keep going for the potatoes. We'll sit on the perch. it happened a few years ago when that state record fish was caught out there. It was 2.77 pounds. That I don't remember her name, but that girl caught it, and it was like the hype was, just amazing to have a fish that size. So it was on our bucket list. We keep watching it, and more and more people are going, and you see all the pictures, and it's like, okay, we're pulling the trigger, we're going,
Boy, good for you. And I'm looking at Facebook last week, whatever it was, and I think weren't there a number of other people from Clam who joined you guys out there?
Yeah, I mean, there was multiple states. We had, actually Dave Osborne, the owner of Clam, was there. Jason Mitchell was there filming some shows. But, we had people from Nebraska, Illinois, I think it was New York. I mean, it's just a crazy amount of people that were there. There's around 30 of us total and out throughout the whole lake. It's a big lake, but it's just a crazy amount of people from Clam Outdoors.
I think there was less people from Idaho on that lake than there was Clam people, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah. So how did you know? Are there a lot of lakes in Idaho that do have jumbo perch as well, or is this – kind of an ironic one-and-done deal?
It's an anomaly.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a good word.
It definitely is. Because they never used to have those big perch on that lake. We were with Don Cox, and he grew up there and has relatives there, and they've never fished for perch there, and all of a sudden they started catching these big perch, and they still don't care about them. You can have – there's no limit on those perch. Could you imagine that? Perch that big, no limit?
No. So how much? Now, you were there for a couple of days?
They don't want them.
You were there for a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
We fished 3 days, yeah.
Did you guys drive out there? That's a long way to go catch a perch.
No. Actually, Dave Gentz and Kathy and then my son Cody, he drove out there, hauled all of our stuff out there. They kind of did a road trip. They fished in five different states. The mission was to catch a bluegill in five different states on the way out there. So they hauled their stuff out there, then we flew on the plane, which was nice.
And did Dave Gens accomplish his goal?
I don't think he caught a two-pounder, but, there was a lot of fish caught close to 2 pounds.
Yeah. Speaking of Dave Gens, I see one of the Facebook posts that Shelley made. By the way, that Shelley Holland is the other voice there. And Scott Seibert, of course, SKS Guide Services, the metropolitan area here. I saw you had a Dave Gens fish trap, the new fish trap with you, didn't you, Shelley?
Oh, I love that. It's that white color, and it's so nice to fish nice and bright, when you're inside that trap. When it's cold, it's nice and bright. I really love that white color. I hope they keep doing it.
So then why are other – if the brightness makes it easier to see in there, why are other fish houses, portable fish houses, darker and different dynamic colors just for
– I'm wondering if obviously you can sight fish a little better. You can see down the hole, but that hurts your neck cranking your head over.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't know I really like the white one. I think they should make a clear one. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, it depends.
Like a greenhouse. It would brighten it up and, heat it.
But I know you and Scott. I don't think we'd want to see you guys inside. You guys just don't fish in there, pal.
We fish solo.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you do. We fish solo.
What was the highlight? Now, I always say it's not just the destination, it's the journey, but just the excitement and anticipation of going out there had to be a thrill.
Well, also, we paid all that money. There was fear. What if I don't catch a big perch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's real.
Yeah.
And it happened, though. Oh, my gosh. They were beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think one of the highlights for me was just having the mountains surround you. That's a different atmosphere to fish in. They were so beautiful. The snow blowing off the mountains while we're down in this valley on a lake fishing. It was beautiful.
I was watching Jason Mitchell. You spoke about Jason Mitchell and Jason Mitchell Outdoors, and I was watching one of his shows, and I talked to him after the show, as a matter of fact. I call him all the time because I'm a groupie, you know, and like I call you guys. And he was doing a show with Jim Calcavan, right? Mm-hmm. And they were catching trout, I think, on some mountain lake, and nobody out there. And he said more about the surroundings than he did about the fishing. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. It's a great place, a destination fishing place to go for many reasons, not just those big jumbo perch. You're in Idaho. Yeah. You're in the mountains, you know.
There's nice rainbow trout out there, too. We each had a 20-inch rainbow trout and a few other smaller ones. So and that's what they're trying to focus that lake on, is a rainbow trout, and that's why they don't care about the perch. But they just don't know what they have out there with a fishery like that. We have the potential of catching a 3-pound perch.
Yeah, I think I read something where somebody offered $1,000 to somebody and catch maybe more than that, $5,000 to catch a 3-pound perch. I forget who meant. The governor of Idaho said that.
$1,000
okay.
is for the new state record is what it is.
Yeah, okay.
And the current state record is just under 3 pounds.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it is.
That's crazy, yeah. Okay, so now what's next for you guys? Now, you couldn't do this if it wasn't for the pandemic, I'm guessing, because Shelly, you've got a food truck and you're busy all the time, all kind of stuff. Scott's got stuff going on. If it wasn't for the pandemic, could you take a couple extra days and just go where you wanted to go?
Well, when it comes to ice fishing, we figure it out.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
So you're saying that you guys would both enjoy ice fishing more than summer fishing, if you had to make one choice?
Well, for me, yes. Scott, maybe not so much, but there's just so many things to do in the summer. And for one thing, I'm doing excursions at the Apostle Islands, but there's just so many things to do in the summer.
One thing I want to ask you about as well, I'm not sure if it was last fall or winter, but you went up to the UP with Barb Carey. She's a Facebook friend and all about her, and you did well up there. But you saw your dad for the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah, my stepdad in 10 years. First time in 10 years.
Wow.
And it was awesome. Oh, my gosh. You know, families can get, you know, it gets hard, and there was something that happened, and we weren't talking. And finally we talked to each other, but we still hadn't seen each other. We've been talking for the past 2 years.
Wow.
And it was so emotional and so wonderful. And I caught some fish and cooked it up for him that night, and it was awesome. And I have early memories of him fishing, and the fishing up there is very different. He used to fly fish and do all that kind of stuff. But I was really proud to bring him home a fish dinner and cook it up for him.
Isn't it funny that, you know, fishing? This is extreme, of course, but fishing does bring people together. You know, I watch Operation Fishing Freedom every Sunday morning at DVR, you know, about the fishing guys talking to the military and all that, and how it just brings people together. And this was if you weren't in the position you are right now, you and Dad would not have reconciled. And that's a beautiful story. Good for you, man. Good for you for reaching out.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so what's next for you guys?
Well, I would like to get up to Oak Island, Sunset Lodge, take that ice road. Our trip got canceled because the ice road wasn't hard enough, and that's something we love to do.
Yeah.
We love these destination fishing trips because we're going to them because there's good fishing.
Yeah.
And it's addiction. It's addicting, you know. You want those good fishing trips.
Good
but
for
you
guys.
Them.
You'll do it. I tell you what, you guys are good friends of ours, and we love having you on the show, and I'm glad for your success and happiness and fishing success and all of that. Shelley Holland, Scott Seibert, SKS Guide Service. I suppose you're doing more fishing than guiding right now because you're having so much fun. But if anybody wants to get a hold of you, just go to SKS Guide Service, correct?
Yeah, we just did one yesterday. They were troopers in that cold weather, and the fish still bite.
Good for you guys. Hey, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I know it's not a whole lot of time on the air, but it's fun. Love both of you guys. I can't wait to let's go have dinner. Take Diana.
I know. And we love you too and miss you guys.
We'll go
love to see Diana.
We'll go have dinner and BS and like I said before, we'll lie about our sex lives. Well, I'm pretty good at that. You know how it goes.
Oh yeah, we're learning.
we'll tell some good fish stories too.
So. We can do that. We can do that. Take care, you guys. Thanks for being.
All right, take care.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Nice folks, boys. Shelley and Scott Seibert, SKS Guide Service. A lot of stuff in the metro area and in the suburbs and out into Princeton. Well, they'll go any place. Go ahead.
We know a lot of really nice guides. We should be out fishing.
How come we don't get to go with these
fishing
guys?
Fishing with Drew.
Every
week. Now, let's do some shout-outs. Thank you, everyone, for writing in. Remember, every week we'll mention you on the show if you comment on our shout-outs section. First one is our good friend John Marshall. Just a lazy Sunday fishing with my son, Caden. And Chris Winkleman, our friend up in Ely, says, Ely Fishing Report, well, a cold up here this past week. Fishing was slow. Not many anglers braving the cold, but we are making great ice. We'd like to look forward to the positive. Eel pout has been crazy in picking up, if you like that sort of slimy thing. Didn't you mention that it was 50 below zero in Ely?
Right in the morning paper. I don't know if that was wind chill or not, but it was my wife's the one that found it. And I took a picture of it and sent it to our friends down in Florida right now. Lori and Dan Houle are down there, and they live in Ely. So I sent a picture of the thing in the newspaper, and they said, hey, come on back home. They says, hey. Then they sent back to me $189 round trip to Florida. Get your butt down here. So they're probably in the best.
Well, you're leaving us for Arizona. We only have a couple minutes left, but let's thank our sponsors. Thank you, Cats Covers, for being with us this whole winter. It's been fantastic. We hope you're recovering well from your recent surgery, Bill, and thank you for listening every week. We need to thank Clam Outdoors, best gear in the business. Thank you, Clam Outdoors. Who else? We got Devil's Lake Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to schedule our summer trip. It's really fun looking forward to that trip every year, the winter trip and summer trip. We had a great time ice fishing 2 weeks ago, so can't wait to go there. And Power Lodge.
Yeah.
Power Lodge Twin Cities. That's it.
We're blessed, folks. I tell you what. Four Outdoorsmen every Sunday night. If you missed the show every Sunday or whatever, you want to check it out. Tuesdays, go to the4outdoorsmen.com, and you'll find our bios and all the kind of stuff. And scroll down, you'll find all the shows that you want to listen to. But this is a good one. Be a fun one to listen to as well. And we also go to the mybobcountry.com weekend page or something like that, right?
You're getting it, dude.
What's it called, Brandon?
MyBobCountry.com under the Weekends tab.
Weekends tab. See, I'm figuring that kind of stuff out.
Yeah. Big shout out to my wonderful wife for letting me do a show on Valentine's Day and not giving me too much grief. And why don't you give your wife a shout out? You know she's listening.
I love her. She knows I love her. I made her breakfast this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bacon and eggs. And I enjoy that kind of thing, you know. And but that's about it. We don't do cards anymore, none of that stuff, and it's not a big special dinner. We just let each other know we love each other tons, and we respect each other, which is very, very important.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very lucky.
Not the superficial things. Yeah. You guys have a strong relationship.
What else you got going on this week? Anything special?
I was all set to go to Nebraska for an upland hunting adventure in a place called Pheasant Bonanza, and that got canceled because the people we were going with came down with the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So I was set to hunt in a luxury lodge for 3 days. Now I'm home in the cold. How about you? You're going to Arizona.
Well, not
Mr. World Traveler himself.
Yeah, no, not till I'll be here next Sunday. Then Tuesday I'm going. The 23rd through the 26th. Going to golf for a couple of days with my buddy. So I'll talk to Jack Baker about that and get some tips from him. You're a cheesehead, right? You're a cheesehead.
I was born in Wisconsin.
Hey, this
yes.
is from the Chautauqua newspaper. We have a place in Chautauqua, and of course I read all the criminal stuff. This is kind of cool. Lady calls in and said 5:20 p.m. Duffel bag reported sitting on the side of the road. She's driving down SS there, and looks like there's who knows what it could be. It's a full duffel bag. She's afraid to go. Could be a bomb. So she calls the cops. The cops come off and says, it is advised it was a cheap duffel bag filled with empty booze bottles.
There you go.
Only in Wisconsin. So they disposed of the empty booze bottle.
I like that. You should read one of those every week.
I love the cheeseheads. Boy, I tell you what. Strewman here, Mark Lukey, Sam pulling for you, pal. Get back next week if you would. Brandon, thank you very much. Four Outdoorsmen, take care, everybody. In the meantime, Mark's got something to say.
Get outside and make some memories.